Thanks for tuning in to the Next Level Church podcast. For more information, check out our website at nextlevelchurch.net.
For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Matthew 12:34, 36-37. And now, let's welcome Pastor Rob.
Good morning. I got to know, is there anyone excited to be at church today? Make some noise. Yeah. So excited for you guys to be here. Today we are continuing our series entitled Sticks and Stones. But before we dive into that, I want to give a few shout outs. First off, every single Sunday is someone's first Sunday at Next Level Church. So would you help me welcome our first time guests that are here today? I also want to give a special shout out to our online service, those that are watching from home or from their computer or tablet. Thank you so much for joining us. We do wish you were in person, but we're so thankful that you're watching online. One cool thing about the online service is we can track where people are watching the service from, and we've had people who have been tuning in every week from Florida and Tennessee. So for those that are tuning in from there, go Vols and go Gators and Dollywood and Disney and all that stuff. Welcome to Next Level in Virginia. But if you do have to miss a week, if you do have missed a week of our service, you can always tune in and check us out on YouTube. It's Next Level Church 757. And if you haven't already, we ask that you do subscribe. It'll help keep you in the know and give you updates whenever we're live. Well, I want to give another shout out to those of you that are serving in our military. Thank you so much for your service. We're honored that you're here. And a special shout out to our veterans, because this past weekend was Veterans Day. Thank you so much for your service. We can clap for them. One more final shout out. I want to give a shout out to those who have been working with our students, our student team. They have absolutely been rocking it. If you are a middle school student in sixth through eighth grade, or a high school student 9th through 12th grade, we'd love to have you Wednesday nights with students. We have some amazing adults who have been investing in the teenagers, and we have a lot of fun. In fact, this Wednesday, we have a special fun event coming up. It is called, it's amazing. I cannot wait for this. It's called Pie Palooza. Pie Palooza. And the idea of Pie Palooza is to bring a pie and bring a parent or guardian. And so if you haven't been to students yet, you're welcome to come. Bring a pie and bring a parent or a guardian. And we've actually got judges from Beans Ice Cream and from Cookie Tex. And they are going to judge the pies. And we have trophies and we have prizes from Glazed Donuts in Hampton. It's going to be an amazing event. But that's this Wednesday. Would love to see you guys there. Well, today we are continuing our series, Sticks and Stones, and what we're learning is that our words matter. I think we know this, but yet it's really hard to control our words. It's hard to control the things that come out of our mouth. It's hard to control. We all have emotions. We have feelings, and when someone says something or does something that we don't like, words just come out, but our words matter, and it's not just what we say. It's how we say the words. Years ago, when my kids were much younger, we were on vacation in the Outer Banks, and we went on vacation with my cousins, their nephews, and they were all pretty, around the same age. They were all like young, between like 3 and 5 years old. And they were hanging out in their bedroom where it had all the bunk beds in it. And I was in the other room, and you could hear them playing and talking, kids kind of be kind of loud. And all of a sudden, everything got quiet. Now, as a parent, you know that when kids get quiet, something devious is going on. Like something like you need to check in on them. So I get up and I just poke my head into the room and I say, "Hey guys, what's going on?" And at that moment, I catch my daughter whispering to one of her cousins. And I said, "Hey guys, remember, in our family, we don't have secrets. What are you whispering about?" And my daughter sheepishly says, "We're talking about caca." Well, caca is a kid's word for poop, for excrement. So she knows that's like potty humor, and so she's whispering it so that she doesn't get caught. And my son is like quick to tattle on her and said, "Yeah, she's been saying caca to everybody." And my daughter gets defensive and she says, "You don't even know what caca means." And my son at that point says, "Yes, I do." And she says, "Prove it. What does caca mean?" And my son says, "Caca, caca." So he thought they were talking about birds while she was talking about something totally different. Your words matter, not just what you say, but how you say it. And the truth is we can't control other people, what they say to us. We can't. We can't control if others like us, if they're kind to us, or if they're mean to us. We cannot control that. All we can do with God's help is allow God to change our hearts, to change us from the inside out, so that we speak words that reflect him. In fact, last week, that's what we looked at. And the big idea from last week is, according to Jesus, our words reflect the condition of our hearts. Our words reflect the condition of our hearts. So often, we want to say that our words reflect someone else, that I only said that because what they said to me. I only was ugly because they are annoying. I only said a mean word to them because they were mean to me. I only yelled because they yelled at me. So often we want to say that my words are a reflection of someone else. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said that our words are a reflection of the condition of our hearts. If you want to see how you're doing spiritually, analyze and think about the words that come out of your mouth. Not just when you're in a good mood, but all the time. And our words are crying out that we desperately need a Savior. We desperately need Jesus to come and to save us from the inside out. And we're going to continue looking at this. Today we're going to look at a verse that shows the reason why our words are so powerful. And I want to encourage you to take some notes, write something down. There'll be some stuff that comes up on the screen that you can write down, or you'll see people will take pictures of the screen. That's totally cool too. But to get into our text, we want to honor the Bible. And the way that we do that at Next Level is by standing to our feet. So I want to invite you to stand to your feet and read with me Proverbs 18:21. Now, if you're a first-time guest, you need to know we're about to do something a little bit weird. When we get to the reference, Proverbs 18:21, you'll see two dots between the 18 and the 21. Those are technically called a colon, but I've already used one poop joke this morning, so I'm not going to call it a colon. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to say dot, dot. And so we have a little bit of fun. We will say Proverbs 18, dot, dot, and we pump our fists, 21. And we want to invite you to do that with us as well. Will you read the text with me nice and loud? It says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who will eat its fruit." Proverbs 18, dot, dot, 21. Now that we've read the text, let's go to God in prayer. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes, and quietly just talk to God in your heart? I want to give you a few moments just to talk to him, and a prayer that I pray often is, God, speak to my heart and give me the courage to do whatever you tell me to do. Would you spend a few seconds just quietly talking to him? God, that is our prayer. Every single one of us comes in here with our own baggage, our own issues, our own problems, and we all need to hear from you. And the amazing thing is that you still speak today. So we ask that you would speak to us, that your word would be relevant to our lives. But God, so often when you speak, we become afraid. So would you give us the courage to do whatever you tell us to do? And God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, you are my rock and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may have a seat. So our theme verse for today, the one that we just read, it comes from the book of Proverbs. And Proverbs is an amazing book. It is a book of wisdom. The ancients, when they talked about wisdom, what they would define it as is they would say that wisdom is the art of skillful living. So Proverbs is simply a book that helps us to live life more skillfully. Like, who doesn't need more of that in their life? And the amazing thing about Proverbs is that there are 31 chapters of Proverbs. So if you struggle to read the Bible or you don't know where to start, Proverbs is a great place to start because there's one chapter for every day of the month. And you can just dive in and read when it's, you know, November 15th, read Proverbs 15. And it is just said that a proverb a day keeps the fool at bay. You read a little bit of Proverbs, it helps you make wise choices. It's an amazing book. And some of the things in there don't feel connected because it's just one wisdom saying after the other. But it's powerful stuff. And Solomon was one of the kings of Israel. His dad was David, who had a heart after God. And the scriptures tell us that Solomon was one of the wisest men ever to live. And so thankfully, we have a whole book filled with his wisdom sayings, filled with how to become more wise, how to live for God, how to make the most out of this life. And so we're going to look at what Solomon says in Proverbs 18:21. It says, "The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So Solomon does not say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Solomon actually puts words on blast. He says the tongue has the power to give life or to give death. There's a lot of people who say, you know, words don't affect me or words don't matter. I don't care what people say. And I think that anyone that has that opinion, it's because you've become hardened. Because at some point, words have hurt you. And so your defense mechanism is just to shut everything off. Your defense mechanism is just to say, I don't care what anyone says. But the truth is, we do care. We all care what people say. Why? Because the tongue has the power of life and death. In fact, one word said at the right time can change someone's, not just their day, it can change someone's life. One word. Think about how powerful that is. I want to illustrate it to you this way. A handful of years ago, Jimmy Fallon, he was the host of The Tonight Show, and he started a viral trend on Twitter, and it was called Ruin a Movie with One Word. He would just add one word to a movie title that we all know, and it completely changes the meaning of the film. So he started it off with this tweet. Frozen Pizza 2. Frozen Pizza 2. So the movie is Frozen 2. He added the word pizza. Tracking along? Okay. Some of you, the coffee hasn't kicked in yet. Cool. That's cool. Well, so that started a trend, and people started tweeting back their ideas of ruining a movie with one word. And here are some of my favorites. This one was for Return of the Jedi. They added the word tax. Tax Return of the Jedi. Right? Totally different movie when you add just one word. This one's really good. Batman Begins Therapy. Truth is, Batman does need therapy, but I don't want to see that movie. Here's another one. This one's really good. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe Malfunction. The original movie's appropriate for kids. This one's not. Like, one word totally changes up the meaning of this film. Here's one more, the last one. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Kidney Stone. Adding one word changes things. And so if you're here today and you'd say, words don't really matter, words don't impact me, Solomon would push back on that. And he would say, no, words do matter. Words matter a lot. In fact, the right words said at the right time can bring life or death. The right word, think about how powerful that is. The right word said to you at the right time can bring either life or death. Your words, the right word that you say to those that are in your life, said at the right time, can bring either life or death. This is something that I think we all know. Like, I don't think anyone is here, and I don't think anyone would push back on that. I think we understand it. But then in our day-to-day interactions, we forget how powerful our words are. There's a YouTube video that went viral that shows just the power of our words. It's titled, Change Your World, Change Your Words. And it is really powerful and insightful. It is not made by Christians, but I think it illustrates what we're talking about in this series. Check this out.
What did you do to my sign?
I wrote the same, but in different words.
Thanks, love.
That video is an incredibly powerful illustration of just how powerful our words are. And it echoes what Solomon said in the Proverbs, that your words have the ability to bring life or death. But why are our words so powerful? Because after all, they're just made up things. Like at some point, someone just created letters, put them together, and then defined them. Why do they matter? Like they, in all reality, they shouldn't matter. Like who you are or what you do should matter way more than what someone says. But the truth is what Solomon says is true, that someone says something positive to you, it can make your day. Someone says something negative to you, it can ruin your day. Why are words so powerful? Well, Jesus' brother, James, gives us some insight into this. And if you've never read the book of James, it is one of my favorite books in the entire Bible. James actually feels like a New Testament version of Proverbs. It's a bunch of wisdom sayings put together. And James gives us some insight on why our words are so powerful. In James 3, verses 9 through 12, James writes, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water." The end of this verse echoes what his brother Jesus said and what we looked at last week, that if your words are ugly, it is a condition of something deeper inside. If your words are not full of positive fruit, out of kindness, out of encouragement, it is a reflection of your heart. Our words reflect the condition of our hearts. And that's the point that James is making. He is echoing his brother. But it's the beginning of this verse that gives us insight as to why do our words really matter? Why do our words say to each other and about each other? Why does that matter so much? I want to look at it again in James 3:9. We've just read this, but I want to focus on it. It says, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse." There's two words underlined. Would you humor me and just read those two words out loud? One, two, three.
Made.
Who have been made. Now there's four words underlined. Would you read those out loud? One, two, three.
Made
in God's likeness. So James points out that human beings are made in God's likeness. And with the same tongue, we will praise God. We will go to church and we'll sing praises to God. But the same tongue that praises God will turn around and will curse another human being. A human being that is created in the image of God. So why does this have so much power? Well, it has power because James is actually echoing something that we find in the very first book of the Bible. In Genesis, we get the creation account, how God created everything. And I want to show you some insight as just why our words have so much power in it. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, the verse starts off by saying, "Then God," and there's an underlined word. Would you just read that out loud? One, two, three.
Said.
"Then God said." This is what he says. "Let us make mankind in our image." Notice he says, "let us." A lot of people believe that is a reference to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that they've always existed. They've always been around together. "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and over all the wild animals and over all creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So God creates human beings in his own image. And did you notice how God created them? He could have done it any way that he wanted to, but God spoke it into existence. When God created us in his image, he said the words, and then humans were produced out of the words that he said. So because we are created in his image, our words reflect our creator. The power of words birthed life. And so now because we are created in the image of God, our words have the same weight as God's words. That our words can either bring life or can bring death because we are created in the image of God. This is why our words are so incredibly important. And I know that all of us have been impacted by words, but when someone hurts you, for you to go back and hurt them, for you to say something ugly, for you to say something that doesn't reflect God, it is your heart's cry for how much you need a Savior. The gospel tells us that we are way more sinful than we care to admit, but we are way more loved by God than we could ever imagine. Our words are a reflection of the condition of our hearts. And because our words bring life or death, we have to be very intentional about the words that we say. And not just what we say, but how we say it. Dr. Gottman is a psychologist and a relational expert. And he has done lots of research on couples and met with married couples. And he has said throughout the years that there is one thing that can help him predict whether a couple will make it or not. And he said that this one thing is 90% accurate, that when he starts meeting with a couple on the brink of divorce, he looks for one thing, and if this happens, he knows they're probably going to end up getting a divorce. This is what he says. The magic ratio is 5-1. In other words, as long as there are 5 times as many positive interactions between partners as there are negative, the relationship is likely to be stable. Very unhappy couples tend to have more negative than positive interactions. The bottom line, even though some level of negativity is necessary for a stable relationship, positivity is what nourishes your love. So Dr. Gottman gives this ratio, that it's 5 positive interactions to 1 negative. And he sees this primarily in couples, but I think the same thing happens in all of our human relationships. That all of us need a 5 positive to 1 negative interaction. Now, I want to illustrate this. Could I have a little bit more house lights in here so I could see who's here today? I can't see faces. I just see silhouettes. Yeah, thank you very much. Okay. You guys look beautiful, by the way. I need a little bit of help, so I'm going to pick on someone that I think will allow me to pick on them. Drew, would you come up here real quick? He's probably cursing me under his breath. Remember, Drew, your words matter. All right. So I want to illustrate this like this. If you'd come stand right here and just hold this sign, just like that. Okay. So our words matter. And according to Dr. Gottman, who is a psychologist and studies relationships, what he has found is we need 5 positive to 1 negative interaction. Well, here's how this works. At some point in Drew's life, someone has said something negative to you. I'm not going to ask him what they are. I'm just going to make up something, okay? So this is just something maybe we can all, this is an actual reflection of you, okay? So at some point, maybe someone said something to Drew, and they said, like, they said, Drew, you are lazy. Okay, now, I don't know if you can see that, but that's what it says, lazy. Hopefully I spelled that right. There's no spell check on that board. So at some point, someone said, Drew, you're lazy, right? Now, in order to overcome this one negative thing that is now embedded in his mind, he needs 5 positive interactions. But there's another doctor who has studied the brain and studied how we work as human beings. And Dr. Rick Hansen has said this when it comes to negative interactions. He says the brain is like Velcro for negative experiences, but Teflon for positive ones. So the way that our brain is wired is that literally when someone says something negative to us, it sticks. But when someone says something positive to us, let's say something positive, Drew, you're a hard worker. Hard worker. The negative is stuck on us, but someone gives us a positive compliment, it doesn't stick. And so you need 5 positive compliments for that one negative. But Dr. Rick Hansen has said that as human beings, if you're not intentional about what you do with the compliment, they just fall off of you. The negatives stick to you. You remember. You probably remember a negative interaction that you had with a parent or a guardian or teacher who they said something over you, and you can still remember it to this day. But compliments don't stick to us. They fall. According to this psychologist, you actually have to think about a positive interaction for 12 seconds in order to get it to stick. So at some point, someone said, Drew, you're lazy, and then they you know, you have some positive interactions, and let's see, Drew, you are good looking. At some point, someone said that you are good looking. Now, in order to get this to stick, you can't just have it said to you. You have to do something intentional. You have to think about this phrase. You have to ruminate on it. You have to process it. You have to do some work to get that one word just to stick. And so someone may not even meant that you were lazy. Maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they just were grumpy. Maybe it's more on them, but the lazy stuck. In order to get positive, you've got to hold on to that, and it takes 5 of these positive interactions for just 1 negative interaction. Would you help me thank Drew for being my Vanna White? The brain is like Velcro for negative experiences, but Teflon for positive ones. I love when psychology and science catches up with the scriptures. Your words are like life and death. This is why I think that as human beings, we should not hesitate. We should not think twice about encouraging one another. We shouldn't think twice about pouring something positive over someone, because it takes 5 positive words for 1 negative. And all of us have had negative things said about us. I don't know if you guys are on social media like I am, but it is amazing to me how quickly people will throw out insults on social media. On social media, people I don't even know. Every time I have a video that goes viral on TikTok, the trolls come out in the comments. And I've had all sorts of things said to me about people that don't even know me. I've had people who have picked on my weight. I've had people who called me gay, and I'm like, my wife's in the video with me. Like, what? What led you to feel that way? But words sting, and people are so quick to throw out negative words, negative interactions. And yet so often we pause to say something encouraging. I love what Truett Cathy, he's the founder of Chick-fil-A, he says, how do you know if someone needs encouragement? If they are breathing. And it's so true. Next time you feel like encouraging someone, your brain may say something like, oh, they don't need that. I'll say it to them later. I'm sure they hear that all the time. I don't want their head to get big. But how do you know if someone in your life needs encouragement? It's if they're breathing. This is why I have started to practice, and I've done this for years. There's a little phrase that I say often, and if you've been at Next Level, you've heard me say it before. If you think something nice, say it. Don't hesitate. If you think something nice about someone, text them right then and there. Is it a little awkward? Yes. But do it anyway. Send them a Facebook message. Write them a letter. Say it to their face. Hey, you look nice today. Hey, I love that you showed up today. When you do this, it makes me smile. Be as specific as you can. And then oftentimes, because it feels awkward for me to just encourage people when, like, I'm just thinking about the day, I will just say, hey, this may come across as weird, but whenever I think something nice, I say it. And you came to my brain, and so I wanted to tell you something positive about yourself today. How different would our world be? How different would our interactions be if all of us practiced this? Why should we practice this? Well, it's because of what Solomon says in the Proverbs. Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The tongue has the power of life and death. And you get to choose whether you want to speak life into people or whether you want to speak death. And we've all had people speak negative things to us at some point. Maybe they were angry, maybe they were stressed, maybe it had nothing to do with us, but those negative words impact us. So may we be a people that thinks twice before we speak death into someone else's life. May we take a time out and pause before we react in anger. May we work really hard to be intentional about saying positive things about the people in our life, because our words reflect our Creator, and our Creator spoke life into existence. So may we be a people that works really hard to build one another up, to speak the truth in love, and may we understand that our words have the power of life and death. Would you pray with me? God, we come before you and we just thank you so much for being a God that speaks truth into us, that speaks life into us. God, we desperately need you. And we ask right now that you would capture our hearts and our minds so that we have hearts that reflect you, that we have hearts that are positive and speak words of truth and encouragement. And God, we ask for forgiveness for those who have spoken negativity over our life. For some of us today, we are still marked by the negative, by the wrong words that people have said to us. And so, God, we release those words to you. We ask in Jesus' name that you would help us to form our identity in you, that we would know what you say about us, and that we would live through your life-giving words. We thank you for what you're going to do in our hearts and our minds. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed and learned from today's podcast. If you'd like to connect with us further, you can check out our website, nextlevelchurch.net, or find us on Facebook or Twitter.